Why did it start at 25? Huh. Well, hopefully this is working. Hello. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is FML Radio, and I am one of the hosts, Bella Mosier.
And I'm Zachary Hunter.
And we have a guest host today, if you want to introduce yourself.
Salutations. So my name is Marco Wertheimer. I'm a friend of Bella's and a friend of Zachary's. It's a good time.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in on this Friday. I think we're going to start with Robin here. Let me see. Yes, Robin by Tennis, or is it by Young and Old?
By
Young and
Old.
Oh, okay. Young and Old is the album. Yep. Okay. Great start, Bella. Okay. All right. Anything else we want to say before we start this episode? How are we doing?
I'm getting through the week.
How was your fall break, actually? I haven't even talked to you.
Oh, yeah.
No one's listening, so we can talk.
We haven't talked since then. We haven't talked yet. But no, the fall break was good. I went back home to Alexandria, Virginia, so it was nice to just kind of...
Oh, you went back home.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I got a ride with a friend. And, you know, it was just kind of... Nothing crazy happened. I just was at home for a bit, but it was a much-needed break. And then I came back to school, and I felt much more rejuvenated, so I was... Very happy. Nothing crazy went down, but, you know, it's just the same old wake up, avoid doing my work, and kind of just chill. So I'm very happy with how that was. How were your breaks, though?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It was very much needed, this break. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marco?
Oh, yeah, my break was good. I stayed on campus, and my ultimate Frisbee team, you know, did a various different athletic and social engagements, which I really enjoyed, and was very productive. Yeah, that's not important.
That's not the point. Someone. Yeah,
that's not what fall breaks for.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll log the song and shout out to Joelle if she's listening. Even though I'm not sure this is working because of this start stop program, we should probably check that out.
Yeah. Is that 23?
I don't know. It said it started at 7:03.
Okay.
So I don't know. Joelle, text me if this is working. I don't know if it's working. Okay. All right, we're going to play Robin now.
Why did you ever leave today? Now you've been little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys. You, the last speaker of your language, one day I might understand it. This old heart won't turn into another. This old life won't take me to another. You, the last musing of the morning, when the task no longer a calling, send me into the long night with all the, send me into the long night with all the little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys of the finite. You, the one smiling in the photo, like you knew it might be on the wall. This old heart won't turn into another. This old road won't take me to another. You, the thought I never interrupted, before the doom, the dark, there was light. Send me into the long night with all the, send me into the long night with all your little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy of the finite. When the darkness beats the bright, we'll be alright, we'll be alright in the finite. When the darkness beats the bright, we'll be alright, we'll be alright in the finite. Send me into the long night with all your little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy, little joy. Little joys, little joys, little joys, little joys of the finite.
All right, and we are back. So that was Robin by Tennis, and that was Little Joys by Tom Rosenthal. Yeah, I was just saying how it's like a nice uplifting song, and how Tom Rosenthal has been like having and releasing more upbeat songs, which is nice. And yeah, it's the little joys in life doing something like this, you know. Nice. Anyway, the next song is "The Only Living Boy in New York" by Simon Garfunkel. Marco, do you have anything to preface the song?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just think it's a really pretty song, because some particular techniques like echo chamber drums and vocals, and it's hauntingly beautiful, like weird mix of joy and sadness, I think is how I perceive it, but to each their own. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Shall we take a listen?
Yeah, absolutely.
To play right on time. I know you're part of the whole fire. Fly down Mexico. Dun, 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 dun. Here I am.
Anyway, sorry, you can pick up your discussion. What you're talking about?
we were just talking about how, like, when you're listening to songs across various genres,
sure.
You know, whether it be R&B, jazz, rock, soul, funk, hip hop, it doesn't really matter. Singer songwriter, whenever you're listening to a song, you tend to kind of almost forget about that rhythm section where it's like you have the bass and the drums, or you just have like a bass line being played on a keyboard or a synth. You tend to just kind of forget it's there, like the chords that they're playing or just the right. bass line that they're holding down. But as soon as you take that out of the equation, you're just hearing the you know, maybe like the lead guitar, the lead piano, you're like, oh
yeah, man, I would not think of that.
Yeah like something feels empty. And it was only mm-hmm. when I started playing bass when I realized, wow, like just how important like just how crucial and like necessary it is for you to have like a strong rhythm section, like having the strong drums, having strong bass to kind of keep the groove or to keep the time within the song and keeping rhythm. And then you have all the different components of the band kind of working together and working in sync. So it made me like really appreciate all aspects of music, especially like learning piano now.
Yeah, where
it's like you're seeing different.
How's piano lab going?
Yeah, it's going really good. The professor is great. Shout out to Professor Rothfeld.
totally really cool. Listening.
Yeah, definitely listening.
Friday night.
Tuned in at 7 p.m. But no, the class is going good. It's been a lot of music theory, but we are like learning songs and I'm learning how to like apply stuff. And I'm doing my own work. And
that's awesome.
It's kind of complementing the whole like the rhythm section with the bass and then like the keyboard.
Right.
Everything. So it's making me approach music from different angles and different perspectives. And like I've been listening Brilliant. To more just more music in general lately, where people are using like actual instruments as opposed to like maybe something that's
like pretty, synthed or produced.
Yeah. It's like, wow, these guys are, you know, you appreciate music.
It's more yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if you ever like were an artist or you painted or I don't know, you had like some hobby.
You realize how difficult it is, so you appreciate
exactly,
the talent behind
exactly.
it. That's
you
so
see
fair.
People in like the Olympics and you're like, man, I bet they worked hard. But then like if you were actually
training like, for it,
training
you're like, oh shit.
Or just even just training in general, you're like, wow. This is,
yeah. Oh,
this
wow.
is really crazy.
Yeah.
I'm also like intrigued to hear you say the thing about the for instance the bass being important just for keeping the rhythm, because like I've mostly just been appreciating it new from the standpoint of like hey bass can play melody too, but there's also like inherent value to just like keeping all glued together and just like keeping like the rhythm stable in ways that I probably like, can't even pick up on it because it's so subtle but so important too.
Yeah, it's really incredible. But Bella, I know you had a song that you wanted to
Oh yeah.
Us, so.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna be basic, but this is Adele's new song, Easy on Me, and this is her first song released in a while. And I actually have only listened to it one time. Edward sent it to me, and
shout out to Edward.
And yeah, it was just after her divorce. She was going through some things. I can't remember if it was a summary I read or was it one of the lyrics. I don't remember. But it was like about like swimming to the surface, and it's so ironic because actually like I was writing in my notes some things that I was experiencing and I was like, there's like no way that like anyone's going to do anything, like you're the one who has to swim to the surface. And she wrote in one of the lyrics or the summary that it was like I'm going to be the one to have to swim to the surface, but I like don't have the energy to. Like sometimes you just don't have the energy to like be that person. So it was really interesting. A lot of the lyrics really resonated. And so this is only gonna be my second time listening to it, so I'm excited.
So do not fault us if you don't like it. Like we're just going in this blind, but we hope you enjoy it nonetheless.
Yeah
first time listen for me, so I'm excited.
Let's go.
what I chose to do. So go easy on me. I had good intentions and I had these hopes, but I know right now the problem.
Showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. An hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean, it's a clean machine. Customer, we see the banker sitting waiting for a trim, and then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange, Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit.
Better now. chased me. Love just rearranged us. And I did not want our love to be erased, but Lord knows we chased it. Love is rearranged.
That was Strangers by Mount Joy. Yeah, how's everybody doing so far? We're about halfway through the program, I guess.
You are listening to W. I don't have to do that. I'm feeling good. Yeah, just enjoying this Friday evening.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I mean, like, the company from these two folks is outstanding, and I enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Sincerely, you know, just. And just talk about music and life, and there's a disco ball going, you know, it has a very,
we have
vibe.
A very ambient setting here. Yeah. And I wish you guys could see how aesthetically pleasing this little thing we got going on here is right now. But
You know, we hope you all have been doing well. I hope you all have been healthy, been taking care of yourselves. Drinking water, exercises, making
this
sure
is
that
under
you're,
yeah
you're
people need to
yourself.
Drink more water.
Yeah, make sure that you're looking out for the physical health as long as you as well as your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
The two and two can coincide a lot.
Absolutely,
so, definitely.
Absolutely. I also hope that you all have eaten some tasty food today. I mean,
get yourself some snacks. You know, sit back, enjoy yourself,
absolutely.
Catch a vibe. You know?
I can't imagine. I just realized what we're saying can actually be heard by people. I can't imagine anyone actually listening to this.
We double as a lifestyle program. Like any help that we can provide, we
call
we
us at this number.
Actually, that's what Joel and I would do. So you can call us at 610-330-5316. Yeah. Again, 610-330-5316 for life advice if you really would want
to.
I was
very tempted to call like you guys I think a week or so ago, but I didn't have the answer to what that girl from whatchamacallit Pitch Perfect was.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking of Anna Kendrick, but...
Yeah, Nadine is her character.
There we are, yes.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's so funny. So you can hear our voices then. I thought you could only see the songs.
Oh, no, no. I mean,
you could actually hear everything. Oh, very good. I'm glad it was working.
I hope that's a good thing.
No, that's a good thing. I wasn't sure it was working because I kept checking in and it
gotcha,
wasn't
gotcha.
Clear.
Thanks.
Anyway... Lots right. of fun banter here.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right, so we'll just jump back into the next half of our radio show with one of my personal favorites from No Doubt and Gwen Stefani, Sunday Morning.
Let's listen.
you're trying my shoes on for a change.
That was Sunday Morning by No Doubt featuring Gwen Stefani. So
yeah, anyway, I just wanted to kind of bring us into what we were talking about because I thought it was really interesting. Just like basically how we were saying how you can feel the difference between someone singing at you versus like really feeling when the person is present and really singing like to you rather than at you. And there's a huge difference when you're listening and when you are the singer. It's like a very vulnerable process. Like that's the only way it will really translate musically. But Zach, yeah. Do you want to give the what were you talking about before?
Yeah. I just think that with certain artists, I'm so bad at like holding.
No, you're
my,
good.
I've been probably talking right here then, but no, I've when I'm listening to certain artists or certain musicians play across like various genres, I like noticed that like, man, these guys really put themselves in a vulnerable state to produce the music they produce. And like some of the music may sound weird or it may sound jarring or like abrasive at the time, or you know, it's like, oh, you're going against the grain or you're trying to be something different. But like sometimes these people are, they're most of the time, they're just really singing from or singing or playing from a place of like exploration or a place of just like, man, like what would happen if I tried this or what happened? Like a perfect example of this is, I'm not sure if you all are familiar with Parliament and Funkadelic, but like, yeah, you've heard Flashlight, you know, you hear all those songs and you're like, man, this sounds like, this is weird. Like this is funky. I've never heard any before then. Music like that wasn't coming out, but look at how like revered and celebrated like the genre of, I don't know, like soul music and funk music is. Like now we're like, oh yeah, of course, you know, I know Earth, Wind & Fire. I know Parliament, you know, all of these artists. You know, the Kool Gang, you know, they have that song Celebration. You just hear all these artists and you're like, wow, man, these guys really like, they took a leap of faith. They just tried something new. And you get it across all sorts of genres, like with I mean, with Jimi Hendrix for sure. My God. After, I mean, he amazing. Revolutionized the way we approach the electric guitar and just everything he was doing. I mean, of course, his very famous Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 69. And it's just like you hear all of these sounds and these musicians, and you just, you know, hats off to him. And I guess coming from the, as a newer musician, or at least to like more like band musician.
Mm-hmm.
You just see what they're doing and think, man, like, how did he come up with that? Like, you could go into the music theory all day, but, like, some of these guys have no experience.
This is all creativity and originality. Absolutely. That's so difficult. And it's not even, like, you have to come with something original, but having the guts to put yourself out there and go against the grain, imagine. Imagine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what we were talking about before, the artist John McLaughlin, he's the lead guitarist and the former of the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and from 1971 to 1973 specifically, I mean, from also check out their albums. Birds of Fire came out in 73, incredible album, and The Inner Mounting Flame came out in 71. That was their debut album. They only released two with that original group. But I mean, just the different backgrounds of the musicians. There was one guy from the U.S., one guy from the U.K., one guy from like Ireland, another guy from Czechoslovakia, and another guy from Panama. And, you know, they just all came together, and then they combined all of their musical tastes. And John McLaughlin, who is from the United Kingdom, he spent like 3 years in India studying under Shakti, and he's like a Indian like rag artist. And, you know, traditional rock music, like, for, and he is, like, I mean, you can see that he tackles, like, non-Western time signatures or non-Western, like, key signatures. And it's stuff you don't realize until you start hearing his music, and you're like, oh, that's not a Western thing that he's doing. He's, like, incorporating different elements of musicianship, virtuosity, and just all sorts of angles that he's approaching it from.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's always incredible to learn from where these people are coming from and like the influences they take in. And I didn't even know it was like Indian influence with the like the repeated rhythms and the syncopated notes and the like odd time signatures that I always tend to like kind of continuously going, because my brain wasn't used to like 7/8 time or like 13/16 time. And I was like, well, this is
13/16. Holy you do that.
It's crazy.
Wow,
man.
Shaped by the culture. That's so interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But you know, it made me explore like Indian music, and now I'm exploring like Japanese music, and I didn't understand how big the Japanese jazz scene was in like the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I've been listening to that and just like posting it on my stories. I'm like, man, this song is incredible, you know. And just, you know, just like learning about music from just the world lens. But I think I have done a lot of talking.
No, this is so insightful, Zach. Always informing us of so many things. That's amazing.
What is our next song? Let's find out. Oh, we have our next song is
The Fray.
All at once.
I had someone, a friend of mine, for my birthday, get me the album, even though it's on Spotify, but she like mailed me the CD of this album. And so I was just listening to it, and this song, there's a lot of other songs that are really good, and like it's a throwback, but the song, I screenshot it. Whenever I screenshot it, it means it meant something at the time. So I don't really remember, but I guess at the time I felt something from it. So let's check it out. The Fray are amazing. So,
all right, All at Once by The Fray, coming up right now.
There are certain people you just keep coming back to. She is right in front of you. You begin to wonder, could you find a better one compared to
Stop. So tell me how you're feeling. Let's quit playing games.
By the Fray, and then Mantras by who is it?
Ellen Winter.
Ellen Winter. Yeah, I really like the song. I realized because they were playing it, and then it was like the line that the reason I screenshot it was because the line said, "It's like sometimes like the hardest thing, the right thing is like a lot of the times the hardest thing is the right thing or the hardest like it's something about like even though it's like." The right thing, a lot of the times that's the hardest thing to do, which is so true. Mm-hmm. And that was like, oh man, I can't curse on this show, even though I think I've done it at least 5 times today. But yeah, it's like in life, you just, a lot of the right things you're doing, it's not a lot of the times that's also the most difficult thing to do. But anyway, that was just going back to the Fray. But then Mantras, I just love the harmonies. Shout out to Joelle. I think that was her song from that she put.
Oh yes, Joelle, I hope you're doing well. You know, just need to say like me and Bella really miss you, and you're just an absolutely amazing human being. And yes,
I second that.
Yay!
I heard that.
Okay, moving on. What was the last song that
we've got? Telephone Line. So if you
want yes.
to preface,
yeah. So this is one of my favorites from Electric Light Orchestra. I think it's a really good song because it makes, as often the case with ELO, just wonderful usage of let's see, like a string section, particularly during the chorus. The intro I think is really cool as well, like simulating some guy like trying to call someone, but he's unsuccessful. It's a common theme throughout the song, but. Very pretty. So, yeah, I hope you all enjoy it.
All right. Telephone Line by the Electric Light Orchestra.
Black nights, do I do that? don't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer. Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
And we're back.
All right. And that was?
That was Telephone Line by the Electric Light Orchestra.
I like the name. I feel as though like electric would probably be implied like as concerns late, but just for emphasis, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is FML Live, and we are your hosts, Bella Mosher,
Zachary Hunter, and special guest.
Yeah, Marco Wertheimer.
Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Marco, for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Us.
My pleasure. I had so much fun. You guys are great co-hosts. I hope to do it again today.
I really appreciate your company, so I'm glad you were able to come through. We had all good chemistry. Good vibes were good.
Yeah, good vibes, good life. Happiness. Quote, bumper sticker it. All right.
Definitely.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, take it easy, y'all.